Hope you enjoyed the sunshine. A little reprieve on the thermometer, too, yesterday. We're heading the wrong direction, but you've made the right choice. This is 100.1 FM AM 1020 News Radio KDKA. Welcome to Thursday, January 20th. I'm Larry Richard.
So it's not summer, and next you're going to tell me there's no orange juice.
Why would there be no orange juice?
Because
the freeze down in Florida?
Good morning, Larry. I'm Kevin.
What happened?
No, Florida on pace for the smallest orange crop in 75 years. No fresh Florida orange juice.
What happened?
Well, apparently, you know, there's a bacteria that's been going around for the last quarter of a century. And, you know, people just aren't planting the trees no more. You know, you got development going on. China. So they're going to have about $1.5 million less boxes of oranges this year from Florida. So Brazil grows a lot of oranges too. But just letting you know, Larry, that your breakfast might be a little different or a little more expensive coming up.
Everything's more expensive, and you know why? Yeah. Anyway, hey, this little snow that some people had overnight just put a skim coat, but it's caused some delays. So there are a number of school delays. You can go to kdkradio.com to access them, like Seneca Valley School District to the north, 2-hour delay. And then if you look down to the east and south of the city of Pittsburgh, there are a whole bunch. Brownsville Area School District, 2-hour delay. And some other notes. So,
yeah, I didn't get a lot. I got maybe a half inch, a quick glaze, less than a half inch, quick glaze, third of an inch. But it was slick, caused things to get real slick real quick. So just be careful if you're walking on the sidewalk this morning, clean it up. Awful news yesterday. I was shocked when I saw what happened in the Marshall Shadeland section of the city of Pittsburgh. A kid sitting in a school van got shot twice in the chest. They said unbelievable.
The young people. Primarily, it is young people each and every day in this city somewhere are shooting each other. And I think it's really time that every level and everybody try to figure out how we can mitigate this to some degree.
Well, how about this, Larry? Of the, I think it was 56 homicides in the city of Pittsburgh last year, 15 of them were kids under the age of 18.
That's my point. We got to try to find a way to do a better job.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the president answered questions for an hour and 45 minutes, and he was put on the hot seat about a lot of subjects, said we should have done a better job of getting these tests out, and now they're distributing the N95 masks, 400 million of those. Now, how do you get one of those?
Yeah, you only get one. There's 350 million people in the country, and we're distributing 400 million. So you get one.
Take care of it.
How long do they last, right?
Paul, did you order your N95s free from the government? Where do you go to get one?
I have no idea. No, I do. They're going to be distributing them free at community health centers and pharmacies, places like that. You'll have to pick those up. They're not going to ship them, I don't think.
But I wonder, unlike the rapid test where you get four per household, per address, how they're going to determine.
Can I get one for my cousin who couldn't come? No.
I've been, and you've been in promotions for many years early in your career. And Paul, you know this. That is so true. We would give things away. And, you know, we had some really nice prizes and promotions. And inevitably, people come up to you and one's not good enough. Can I get two more? My aunt can't make it here.
Yeah, if it's free, give me three.
Same thing happens with the government, right?
Yeah, it happens at all levels. And 400 million masks sounds like a noble effort. But, there's 350 million people in the country. You each get one.
However, some bright news on the coast, on the East Coast, they are starting to see the numbers go down of new COVID cases.
I was noticing that today, looking at our numbers in Allegheny County and Pennsylvania. There's been a sharp drop-off.
Yeah,
it's still high, don't get me wrong, but it's not nearly what it was.
Yeah, and the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation estimates that the Omicron variant hit its peak in the U.S. yesterday. So today we're on the backside, according to their estimates.
In the east, because it is rolling, it seems to have rolled across from east to west.
So the last big number we had in Pennsylvania, based on the COVID Alert PA app here, would have been on the 15th, we had over 32,000 cases. And yesterday, it was 17,000, just over 17,000, so about half.
Yeah. Yesterday, I saw that 707 Pennsylvanians were in the hospital struggling on ventilators. About 32% of the ICU beds across the Commonwealth are currently occupied by COVID patients, and about 25% of the hospitalizations in PA are breakthrough cases. So that's the numbers I saw yesterday.
And hearing from medical professionals that I know who have told me they're swamped. They're just absolutely swamped. And it's more than just the numbers. It's the people. It's the overwhelming burnout.
Yeah,
that
burnout.
Healthcare people are feeling.
Yeah, burnout. People got sick. People are tired. I mean, and then people are getting other, you know, other treatments at the hospital. Life goes on and it's busy and you're tired and you're sick and that's what happens. I mean, it's where we are today.
So how can we brighten somebody's day?
We can give them $1,000 check if they answer 10 questions in a minute. Sounds simple, but it's not because those nerves ratchet up.
Yeah, we had a big powwow yesterday with the big boss after the show. He told us that we made the questions too hard, so that we're going to, we have a panel of people that are going to take a look. I really don't think the capital of West Virginia was that hard a question.
No, but it's the second question that comes out. It seems like it's the second question that's screwing everybody up, so maybe we'll have to go to Congress and see if they can change that and make it easier for everybody.
We get a clear vote on that?
Congress.
Yeah.
They couldn't agree on a thing, Kevin. You're going to be waiting an awful long time to get a list of questions from
them. Exactly. Somehow it's going to be multiple choice with you fill in the dot, and that's going to be the radio. They'll screw it up.
Our government can't even decide if it's Thursday. You know, you couldn't get a unanimous vote if the vote was, is today Thursday?
Well, look at the time zones.
The $1 million minute, by the way, is coming up.
$1,000 minute. Stop saying million.
Why
you're going to get
that?
Us whacked.
$1,000 minute.
I am not. It's not coming out of my paycheck.
$1,000 minute. Well, you could get that one lottery. That was pretty clever. You could win $1 million. You get $1 a year for 1 million years.
You're our grand prize winner.
It's the $1,000 minute at 6:50, or just after Jamie Meredith joins us from Heffron Tillotson. Whew. Saved again, Kevin. Whew. By the way, this snow is sweeping southeast of the city. We just saw some live pictures from Greensburg where some of the streets are covered and many of the side streets out that way. Let's figure out what traffic's doing now. 522 News Radio KDKA. By the way, our next high school basketball game is tomorrow night. North Hills visits Pine Richland. Tip-off 7:30, pregame at 6 with Rick Dayton. Follow us all season long for the best high school basketball coverage.
Yeah, and Paul's tease about this natural immunity thing. That's really interesting because nobody talks about natural immunity, and a lot of people have had COVID-19, so I can't wait to hear that full story. It is an interesting story. And Larry, that's from a state representative in our region, but there was talk of somebody who may want to be governor of, what would that be, a 14th person in the Republican field? We'll talk to that person just after the 7 o'clock news.
And there are those that believe if he threw his hat in the Republican ring, he might become the odds-on favorite on that side to battle Josh Shapiro, who is the Attorney General for the Commonwealth, who wants now to sit in the governor's chair. And, of course, the current governor doesn't sit in that chair because he's never lived in the governor's mansion.
But he still sits in the desk.
He's been working from home a lot. He's been Zooming for the last couple of years.
I know, but he's gone back and forth to the Capitol.
He's probably sat in that chair least of any governor in history. Would you say? Is that fair?
Yeah, sure. And by the way, I'd just like to say this really reminds me of the presidential election in 2016 when we had like 17 Republican candidates for the presidency and just the one Democrat. And we're going through that here with our governor's race.
Yeah. And you know what? In 2020, it was similar. Flip that to the Democrats.
Yeah, that's right.
The federal election with all the Democrats. running, and then they bowed out when Joe Biden seemed to get a little bit of momentum. And speaking of momentum, there was none yesterday on Capitol Hill in the Senate. They voted against the what they call the John Lewis Voter Rights Act for various reasons. It did not pass, so they'll continue to hash things out and argue.
52-48, and the Democrat that really seemed to be the focal point, Senator Manchin, former governor of West Virginia.
Yeah.
Some people have suggested, well, why doesn't he run for president? Because he seems to have at least, it's so divided. It's the divided states of America.
Oh, come on. There's that line again, Mike.
It
goodness.
Is. Right? It is.
Not in my house. It's not.
No.
We're American.
You're definitely on an island of your own.
I will say this. It is remarkable, really unique situation that Joe Manchin finds himself in, and he has been thrust into the national spotlight in a way that a senator has not in a long time.
Yeah, he seems, and Kyrsten Sinema as well, seems to be in that situation, but on a lesser level. But he's very, he seems like a pragmatic, middle-of-the-road kind of guy that can appeal to a lot of different people, Larry. I think you're right there. And, left is going to hate him. The far right probably won't like
him
either.
The extremes of both sides hate everybody that's not them.
But those extremes are not as big as people make them out to be.
Very well put, Larry.
At least Manchin's almost like a throwback to those days where you could have a conversation with the other side and maybe come up with a plan. We need to move. Everything's deadlocked. We knew this thing was going to be dead from the beginning. They put so much time and energy into it. A noble effort, if that's what you believe in.
Hey, get this quote, guys. This is the quote of the whole debate yesterday in the Senate. Lisa Murkowski, the senator from Alaska, she says, is this what we're down to? You're either a hypocrite or a racist?
Yes, that's what they've brought it down to.
Wow, what a...
They've brought it down to that level. And the main issue, one of the main issues is, each state, in order to change the voting law or adjust something or move a polling location, they'd have to get pre-clearance from the federal government. The federal government does not run elections. States do. That's the main point.
537, this is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. A lot going on the show today, Larry. In about an hour and 10 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000, a check for $1,000, if you can answer 10 questions in a minute. It's tough. I get nervous during quizzes, so I can't imagine being on the other end of this phone call.
There is something to that you have test anxiety, performance anxiety in a classroom where sometimes you may know the material, but you feel anxiety, so you might not test well, even though you could be qualified.
Yeah, we'll try not to make fun of you if you don't get past the second question.
Not make fun of him.
We might. You never know. Depends on
how
bad it happens. I mean, my goodness. And then also, Larry, that's something very concerning. Citrus greening. There's a bacteria hitting the orange groves in sunny Florida, the Sunshine State, and they're saying that we're going to have less orange juice to enjoy over the next year because the forecast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says there will be 1.5 million box reduction in productivity of oranges this year. We're on pace to produce 44.5 million 90-pound boxes of oranges. So that's horrible to me, and I was thinking, how can this be? We have to make sure that we get our oranges because I like orange juice. I love it. It's like when I was in Hawaii and you eat fresh pineapple there, tremendous. When you go down to sunny Florida and you drink that orange juice, tremendous. I like it with pulp. So you have to make sure that you're the ambassador. You're the ambassador of Bradenton. Why don't we get your butt on a plane and get you down there to make sure that Pittsburgh can get its orange juice?
I better go. I better go immediately.
I mean, there is a Tropicana factory.
Oh,
in Bradenton, right on 9th East, 9th Street East.
When they process, Paul, you been to Bradenton?
Not to Bradenton, no. But I've been to I lived in Florida. I know a fair amount about the citrus industry.
Right, but you were in Jacksonville primarily?
Yeah.
In Bradenton, there's a Tropicana processing, and you can smell the oranges.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's remarkable.
It was tempting. When I was down in Bradenton a couple years ago, and things weren't looking too great for my career, I thought, those oranges smell great. It's Bradenton.
You could pick them.
I could go work in that factory right there. It was great.
There's a place called Mixon's, Mixon's Farms, and it's out near Pirate City. And it's this destination place, and it's everything you can imagine involving oranges. Not unlike in Italy with the lemon trees. Everything at Mixon's has something to do with the citrus, but you can smell. It's like a burnt, they process, I guess they burn off the husks. Is there a husk on an orange?
It's a peel. Okay, maybe you're not the ambassador we need to go down there to talk oranges.
Well, that's all the more reason I need to go because I need
you to need educated on oranges.
I need to educate myself.
I'm calling Pittsburgh Elliot. International. We're getting you on a plane, getting you down to Bradenton. Ambassador, this is official business.
Elliot,
can we get it done?
Felcioni, the man that heads up the Convention and Visitors Bureau, is our Pittsburgh connection. He's used to work for the Pirates years ago. So
now, Larry, I don't want you to get confused because Lecom Park at McKechnie Field is on 9th Avenue West. You're going to 9th Street East. So what you have to do is get to the ballpark, go up 9th West, make a right onto 9th East, and then you'll find the factory. It's just confusing, but there's a lot of nines.
Yeah, very confusing.
And for those that don't know,
why do cities do that, where they have a one street, like a 9th Avenue and 9th Street? Arlington, Virginia did that, too. Like, you know, one would go east.
But once you know, it's only two things to remember.
I'm on the corner of 9th
and 9th. Avenue goes this way, street goes this way.
On the corner of 9th and 9th.
But Bradenton, the Pirates have been there for a century for their winter home and spring training. Hopefully there will be spring training. This lockout thing, we don't know where that is. But we're going no matter what.
I've been hearing this. Checks in the mail, folks. Checks in the mail. That's what I've been hearing for 3 years.
They created, Elliot created, Rich Engler, the great legendary concert promoter. They do concerts on the island. And you know who's performing this weekend?
Who?
Foreigner with Lou Gramm.
Well, great. You go down there, you secure an orange deal for us, and then you go see Foreigner. How about that?
All right.
Want to do that?
That's what I'm going to do.
And we'll just say you're on official business, but we really know we're just getting you out of the 19-degree weather. That's it.
As ambassador to Bradenton and Anna Maria Island, I should be there just to make sure the oranges are okay.
Absolutely.
We'll do it. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Kevin said.
I'm getting you on a plane today.
All right. Do you have...
No lie. You're going. This is done. We're doing it.
You want me to call you? I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll check on the fruit.
Hey.
Meanwhile, I had something for you.
I'm sure it was important.
I'm sure here. Elliot, by the way, listens on our Audacy app, AUDACY. You can download that free.
Uh-oh. Elliot just texted me.
It says, hi, Kevin. We need to send Larry to Tropicana University.
Who knew there was such a thing?
There's also John Ringling's estate down there from the, remember the old Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey circus people?
Don't try to get out of school. You're going to the university, Tropicana University. You're going to,
now,
you're going
I might
to class.
Have, I might have performance anxiety if there's a test.
This listening to this conversation is like listening to a wrestling match. It was everybody wiggling around.
He's trying to get out of going to school. We're sending you down there. Tropicana University, Tropicana plant. You're going to talk to the workers. You're going to make sure that Pittsburgh gets. You're the ambassador. You show your worth and you secure us some orange juice.
I need to commune with the fruit. So I'll let you know what the real deal is from the ground level.
All right.
There near Tropicana.
Yeah, they say that the Tropicana small orange field. Crop coming out this week.
I'm going to drive right past it. You ever been to Tampa?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I've been to Bradenton, therefore I've been to Tampa. You fly into one, unless you go into Sarasota.
Oh, you can fly Sarasota. They got nonstops to Pittsburgh.
First time.
You go down there, and you've gone. But if, Paul, you went to spring training, it's amazing what's happened. I've been going for now 20 years, and the transition that they've made in that 20 years. But the number of Pittsburghers you run into while you're down there.
Yeah, but you sort of want to go away to get away from Pittsburgh or sometimes,
well,
right?
You can go out on the island, walk around. No one will bother you. He looks like the man from Castaway, Tom Hanks.
Thanks.
Meanwhile,
I'm just gonna put my hat on.
If you go, we're going. We're taking the whole crew in March,
except me.
Yeah, why don't you?
You're
going to
make me sit at the kiddie table up here by myself.
You could anchor from down there. We have the technology. Let me work on that.
Well, that'd be fun.
What about Rob? He has to sit here.
Used to bring Rob. I know you were generous. You're saying, "Hey, Rob, we'll get you down there for the weekend." He keeps ignoring when you say that.
What is it with you people? I ask you to go to lunch.
Would you want to go away with us?
I ask him to go to Florida. No.
Listen, just go. I've been told that many times.
Just go.